Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Shackman at Brian & Company. Matt Saroy is on the other side of the glass. You know, what caught our attention the other day, it seemed, you know, against the grain of what we've been told for a while in terms of population in Connecticut. So, and it's, you know, someone we want to talk to more, Greg Bardinaro, editor of the Hartford Business Journal, joining us right now. Greg, good morning. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so it turns out everyone's was telling me that, you know, people have been leaving Connecticut in droves, and now you're telling me it's not true.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. Data could be used in a lot of ways, and sometimes data from reputable sources even changes. But, you know, we had a couple of key metrics come out over the last 6 months on population trends that have happened in Connecticut. So, you know, much of the talk has been that over the last decade that Connecticut has, you know, lost population year in, year out. And, in fact, census data that was released on an annual basis showed that, but then census put out their major 2020 census tracking data last year, which showed that Connecticut actually did, over the last decade from 2010 to 2020, gain about 31,000 residents. Not a big number. It's almost no growth when you think of a population of 3.6 million now. But, you know, it does go against the grain of what we've been all hearing from mostly politicians and even economists based on the data that was available at the time, that Connecticut was continually losing population.
Yeah, and especially in the Northeast, right? Because it's not a growth picture for a lot of the region, right? And in terms of population growth. But, I mean, this was from 2010 to 2020, because I was curious how much of this was just, you know, the New Yorkers and the New Jersey folks bailing out of the city and coming up in 19 and 20. Do we have any idea of whether this was sort of backloaded with those folks?
Yeah, so that 2010 to 2020 data really doesn't include a whole lot of the pandemic. What the data that we really are paying attention to now is data that came out just about a couple of months ago, and it basically showed this data, too, is actually kind of confusing. So it gave two numbers. Data, it gave a population count from April 1st, 2020 to July 1st, 2021, and then it gave a separate count from July 1st, 2020 to July 1st, 2021. The April to July period, that was about a year and a half, showed that Connecticut lost a net population of 347 residents. But when you take it from July 1st, 2020 to July 1st, 2021, we actually gained over 5,300 residents.
So
the bottom line is Connecticut did in fact gain population during the pandemic. It looks like we lost a bit of population at the start, April, May, June of 2020, and then things reversed. I think you know, for the first few months of the pandemic, people really didn't know what to do or what was going on, so everybody was sort of staying still in their jobs and where they were living. And then after living with it for a few months, then people started to make decisions on where they were moving. And at that point, Connecticut did become attractive. However, the data from the census doesn't tell us where these people came from. We do know that we gained population from both immigrants coming into the United States and people who were already living in the United States. We just don't know which states they came from.
Right. And obviously, you know, you point out in the piece in Harvard Business Journal that just in the last year, Florida's gained over 200,000, Texas 170,000, Arizona 93,000. So just for context. But the question you pose in the headline is, you know, will this kind of growth, albeit small, last? And what is your takeaway?
Yeah, and just to be clear, the real migration trends, if you look at the big picture, is the north to south migration, which has been occurring for years now. New York, interestingly, New York, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts all lost population during the pandemic, according to the latest census figure. So Connecticut is a bit of an outlier in gaining some population. It wasn't a big number. But the real gainers are the Texas of the world, the Floridas and the Arizonas. That's where a lot of the population gain is coming from. Whether or not Connecticut can keep it up, I mean, I want to be optimistic. At the same time, I'm guessing that this might be a short-term blip only because of the pandemic, and I think you did see some New Yorkers moving to Connecticut. I think that did have an impact on the numbers. I don't think, especially as we hopefully exit from the pandemic this year, I'm not sure that it's a long-term issue, and I don't think there's any short-term policies other than like massive tax cuts that would be passed, which is not going to happen. No matter if we have a Republican or Democratic governor, it's just not logical.
It's interesting because taxes obviously is a lot to do with, movement around this country. A lot of people moved to Florida, a lot of the wealthy set especially. We're talking with Greg Bordenaro, editor of the Hartford Business Journal. In terms of, sort of grading, if you will, Governor Lamont, I mean, we go back, when I started thinking about this a lot, you go back to GE, leaving Connecticut, and it was such a huge story then, and the company's obviously sort of, now we know it was kind of a mess, and maybe it wasn't such a bad thing, and Governor Lamont's really tried to tout himself as a pro-business governor. Is Connecticut a good place to do business now? Are we legitimately attracting businesses? Because you got to sort of go through the talking points. Like, they'll do a news conference, have an event if a company's coming here, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's some huge trend or whatever. I mean, how do you view Connecticut as a destination for businesses?
I mean, I'll frame it this way in terms of what I hear from business people about the state and Lamont administration. Overall, I hear better things than the Malloy administration, for sure. Mostly, somewhat guarded reviews, but more positive than negative of the Lamont administration in terms of, especially in terms of how they've handled the pandemic. Is Connecticut an attractive place to do business? For some industries, yes. For some other industries, no. Connecticut's not going to be a low-cost destination. So, basic manufacturing is not going to be coming to Connecticut anytime soon. More advanced manufacturing that needs higher-skilled, higher-educated workforce, that's a place where Connecticut could succeed. The Lamont administration has talked a lot about fintechs. We've seen a couple of fintech companies come to Fairfield County with some state incentives. There's a possibility there. Some technology stuff is a possibility. Is Connecticut a good place to do business? It depends on what type of business you have.
Right.
If it relies on low cost, if it relies on low cost, low energy, low wages, Connecticut is not going to be a place for you to do business. But if you're in a more advanced, highly technological industry, Connecticut does offer advantages there. New Haven has got a growing biotech that's a real legit sector going on there. Fairfield County does have some fintech going on, and that proximity to New York City is definitely an attractive place. And Connecticut is a much lower cost destination than New York and Boston and Massachusetts.
Right.
So there's we have that going for it. Are we going to go and recruit a bunch of Florida manufacturing companies?
No,
that's not going to happen.
Yep.
I think Lamont administration has been pretty good about realizing where. Our possibilities are to gain growth. Whether or not they've been doing a good job overall, I'll let the electorate decide that.
So you go to HartfordBusiness.com, and also recreational marijuana coming to Connecticut, they have a newsletter called CT Cannabis Insider that comes out every Thursday. That's a good read too. We got about 30 seconds. What's on the site, or what are you guys doing right now that's worth looking at?
Well, obviously, the news with Bob Stefanowski officially announcing, the worst kept secret, I guess, in politics, that he was running for governor. So that's going to get a lot of attention today and this week. It's interesting. The governor's race really hasn't gotten to full attention yet because but as people start to announce their official runs, like Stefanowski, I think that's going to come into the full view of the media in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to have Stefanowski on tomorrow on the program, so you got to tune in. Listen, Greg, it's great to connect, and we'll talk a lot more down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Greg Bordenaro, editor of the Hartford Business Journal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.